The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great that you're all gathered here this morning to celebrate again the victory Jesus has given to us in his resurrection from the dead. I also want to welcome those that are tuning in live with us on with our online audience. My sound is not on, I'm pretty sure. Can you get my sound back there? Once again, welcome to Peace. Glad that you're here this morning. And just to set our theme for today, you might feel like today's worship service feels kind of ordinary and blah. Well, there's a reason for that. It's because Jesus reveals himself in a very ordinary, not in a fantastic way, in his post-resurrection appearances to John and to Mary and to Peter. He's very plain. And I think that's kind of offsetting to us, because isn't it true? We like extra things. When I order a hamburger, I don't want a plain hamburger. I want bacon and avocado. I want cheese. I want it loaded with things. When we order pizza, we don't want ordinary pizza. We want it loaded with everything that they can imagine. But it's good to know that when Jesus appeared, he was very plain and ordinary. There's a message here for us to take home for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that can comfort us to know that Jesus is with us no matter what. And no matter what time of day it is, no matter what day of the week it is. So we hope that that comes through loud and clear this morning in our worship time together here at Peace. There are a couple announcements to share before we begin our service. There we go. The button was hit. I can tell I'm being heard. The first thing to share is that just a big thank you to those that filled in over the last week when I was not able to be here. Thank you especially for the prayers, personally for my family. My mom had kind of a health episode right after Easter Sunday. The good news is, with all the testing that's been done, it appears that she didn't have a stroke and she's well on the way to recovery. Someone said, "How do you know she's recovered?" I said, "She's really cranky." So, yeah. Mom, if you're hearing that, that's just the truth. You speak the truth. So thank you for that. And then the second thing to share with everyone is that next week, we're going to start with a new Sunday school adult Bible study on the topic of worship. During the pandemic, we had a couple people ask, you know, we have some new people that have joined the church and we have some online viewers, and it might be good to just go over the basics of why we do what we do in the worship service at Peace. Why do we pray? Why do we sing? Why do we have readings? Why is there a sermon? And so we want to explain that. Why do other churches do it differently? And what kind of choices are they making? What kind of choices are we making? And what is the difference? Why do we do what we do? So you're welcome to start that study next Sunday at 9 o'clock here in the sanctuary. That's going to take us 5 weeks all the way to June 4th. So everyone's welcome. And a big thank you to Dave Ledding for leading us these last 5 weeks. Heard a lot of good things, and he's got some other things in the hopper down the road. So don't think you're done, Dave.
Thanks.
Yeah. I think that does it for our announcements today. We're going to begin with congregational singing, our opening hymn, and that hymn is "Here I Am to Worship," projected, and then also on page 4, the lyrics are for our singing this song together. God's blessings on your worship today.